puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And on the first spring edition of Abandoned Manitoba, we welcome Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society to the studio. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
What's up for today?
Well, if you want to start a fight among Manitobans, ask them what is the best place to get pizza in the province. Everyone, including me, has a favorite, and we tend to be passionate about our choice.
So when was pizza first served in Manitoba?
You know, you'd think that would be an easy question to answer, but it's not, because it hinges on several things. Pizza has long been associated with Italian culture, but anyone who has visited Italy can tell you that what we call pizza here bears little resemblance to the pizza there.
I'll say, in fact, while hosting a couple of first-time visitors to Canada from Italy, the remark after taking a first bite of pizza was schifo.
Which means?
Disgusting. But I interrupted you. Go ahead.
You know, of course, what we're talking about then is not the Italian food, but really the Americanized version of Italian pizza. And, well, judging from my survey of historical newspapers, pizza began to appear in Manitoba homes in the early 1950s. I found an article in the Winnipeg Tribune from March of 1952, and they had to be very careful to explain right at the beginning how the world was how the word was pronounced. Pizza, I don't know. I mean, how could you miss?
Really?
I mean, today, of course, it'd be silly to have to say that, but back then, and they even had to describe what it was. And this is a quote. It's an Italian pie with a savory filling, usually made of tomatoes and sausage or anchovies. Ooh, I can't imagine a pizza with anchovies, but okay. And cheese. Like spaghetti and macaroni dishes, it has become popular in many American homes.
Why did it appear at this time?
Well, some have claimed the emergence of pizza as a mainstay was due to the Second World War, as soldiers returning from overseas brought a hankering for pizza that they had first tried while deployed in Italy. Now, this may be partly true, but as that article from 1952 noted, and as you've pointed out, the American influence is really a big one. This pizza is such a different thing here in North America. And I think Canada was affected by this. You know, it may have started in the U.S. and then it started to spill across the border because of things like television. Of course, the 1950s is when the first TV station went on the air here in Winnipeg, 1954. And therefore, we saw more American products and we wanted them. It's also worth noting, I guess, that the interest in pizza here could also relate to the growing number of Italian immigrants to Manitoba. What I think is key, though, is that when pizza went mainstream, it was because it was being served in restaurants, not just in homes. Because, of course, you know, the only people who will see it in your home is you and maybe a few of your friends, whereas it's in a restaurant, it's public.
Right. So when was that?
Well, I found an advertisement for what they called pizza pie in July of 1952 in an issue of the Tribune. It was being served at a restaurant on Colony Street called De Cosimo's Chicken Inn. And I assume from the name that they specialized in chicken, but they were now diversifying it. You know, that name, De Cosimo, rang a bell with me. So I checked the MHS's Memorable Manitobans database, and sure enough, the Chicken Inn was established in 1942 by Jack De Cosimo, the Winnipeg-born son of Italian immigrants. Now, whether De Cosimo had introduced pizza back in 1942 or was responding to growing demand in the 1950s, I don't know. But I think he gets credit for the first pizza restaurant in Manitoba, but his was just the first of many. The next I found in newspapers was a place called Howard's Pizza Pie that opened in July of 1958 on Portage Avenue across from the CNIB. It was an American chain, so makes sense. They'd be bringing this American concoction from their base in Minnesota. But Manitoba-born pizza joints were on the horizon, thanks to a fellow named Calvin Skagfeld.
Skagfeld. Doesn't sound Italian. Who was he?
Well, he was born in Winnipeg. 31-year-old Skagfeld must have seen a business opportunity when, in August of 1960, he opened a new dine-in pizza restaurant on Donald Street at York Avenue. It offered 10 varieties of pizza in two sizes, small and large, that ranged in price from $1.10 for a small cheese pizza to $3 for a large special pizza. There were a variety of optional toppings that included onions, beef, sausage, kosher salami, pepperoni, green peppers, anchovies, and mushrooms. The restaurant claimed to follow authentic Italian recipes, although, say, I'm a little suspicious about that, and they used mozzarella cheese from Wisconsin, because, of course, it's legendary for its cheese there. And you could dine in, or you could have pizza delivered for an additional charge of 50 cents. Now, that restaurant's name would become familiar to generations of Manitobans. It was Pizza Place.
Right.
Known for its iconic Leaning Tower of Pisa symbol, beside intertwined letter P's of its name. You know, and Pizza Place would cater to the cravings of Winnipeggers for at least 50 years. In later years, it had a flagship restaurant in the Grant Park Shopping Mall until it went defunct sometime in the 2010s. I wasn't able to pin down exactly when it closed. But the name was resuscitated around 2021 with a restaurant in the Fort Rouge Curling Club. Huh. But judging from its website, it closed again in early 2024. So Pizza Place, as far as I can tell, no longer. But if anybody wants to experience pizza like it was in the good old days of the 1960s, there's still a place to do it. Listeners of a certain age will recognize its tagline from radio and TV ads. It's incomparable.
That is, of course, Gondola Pizza.
Yes, of course. Gondola opened in May of 1964 at a restaurant at the corner of Pembina Highway and Oakenwald Avenue.
It's still there.
It's still there. But it wasn't initially known as Gondola Pizza. It was actually known originally as La Gondola Restaurant. But I suspect that its proprietor, Norman Van Elslander, recognized that the word pizza needed to be in the name so that those folks craving a late-night snack would know where to go. So it renamed itself Gondola Pizza within a year of opening. And by 1967, there were three locations on Portage Avenue, McPhillips, and St. Mary's Road, in addition to that original one on Pembina Highway.
Don't forget, a couple of years later on Henderson Highway and Dunrobin, a restaurant that is still there for dine-in. But there are more today, right?
That's right. In fact, if you go to their website, you'll find that there are no fewer than 9 takeout locations and 2 dine-in spots around Winnipeg, including the flagship on Pembina. But it's also in Brandon, East St. Paul, Falcon Lake, and Grand Beach, as well as, and I didn't know this, Red Lake, Ontario, and Rankin Inlet in Nunavut. So pretty widespread.
Yeah.
And today, of course, there are many, many other pizza restaurants offering all sorts of strange and wonderful variations. I won't, by the way, offer my opinion about ham and pineapple pizza, but those who know me know what I think.
Right.
What I find particularly interesting about the founders of these two iconic original brands, Pizza Place and Gondola Pizza, Calvin Skagfeld and Norman Van Elslander, respectively.
Italian heritage?
That's right. As you pointed out, neither of them had Italian ancestry, as far as I can tell. And what I think this illustrates is that pizza has evolved a long way from its Italian roots. It's a now essentially world food. You know, cultures around the globe are adding their own unique spin to the recipe, but there is one more unique Manitoba element to add to the pizza story.
Oh, what is that?
Well, we would be remiss if we did not also mention the pizza variant known as the Pizza Pop. You know, essentially, dough surrounding pizza ingredients, similar in some ways to a calzone. You know, it's said to have been invented in 1964 by Winnipeg's own Paul Farisee, although I've not been able to confirm that date in historical newspapers. And Bruce, perhaps you would care to say something about the arrival in Winnipeg of Shakey's Pizza.
Oh, yes. I remember, I don't know, months back mentioning Shakey's Pizza to you for some reason or another. But Shakey's Pizza first established in California by a guy named Shakey Johnson. And the reason they called him Shakey is because he had a bout of malaria during World War II and he had nerve damage. And back then when you could nickname somebody based on, you know, their physical
impairments.
And the first Shakey's outside of the United States, the first international Shakey's right here on Naren Avenue, 1968. Currently occupied by the Pony Corral, that building.
And I think that simply reflects that Winnipeg was often perceived as a good test market for these sort of things.
Exactly.
That if it did well in Winnipeg, it likely would do well elsewhere in Canada.
So let me ask you, referenced ham and pineapple. I won't ask you about it, but what is your favorite pizza?
Well, I apologize in advance if anyone is outraged by my choice. And I have to say, this is not a paid endorsement, but I love the pizza at Brandon's Pizza Express, which now also operates here in Winnipeg.
Right.
It has a distinctly Greek flair, thanks to the Vasilirakis family that runs it. I should also note that in 2023, I had my first taste of Thompson-style pizza on a visit to the northern Manitoba city, and I must say, it is pretty darn good. But if you love one of the other places, more power to you. It's sometimes said that bad pizza is better than no pizza. I agree, and I would add that nothing beats leftover pizza for breakfast.
Agreed. Thanks for that, Gordon. Good history lesson there. What's up for next week?
Well, recently, heritage advocates were outraged when a fine collection of shards on display in a park along Winnipeg's Portage Avenue was destroyed. What are shards? Where do they come from? Why are they valuable? All will be explained next week.
All right. We'll see you then, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.